96.9 WBZH and 101.1 WHSM, Hayward's home for real news and great conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer. More than 50 cyclists gathered in Hayward on Saturday as part of Unity Rides happening across the country in memory of Alex Preddy. Preddy was a 37-year-old ICU nurse who lived in the Minneapolis area and was active in the local cycling community. His death last month at the hands of federal immigration agents has sparked memorial rides nationwide. Riders met at New Moon Bike and Ski before heading to the Hayward Hospital trails on fat tire bikes to take part in the memorial ride. Among them was a local nurse, Susan Bauer. She wore a shirt that read, "United We Stand, Divided We Fall," with the names Alex Preddy and Renee Good printed on it.
I decided to ride because I stand in solidarity with the people of Minnesota and across the United States who are protesting against the overreach of our government and their activities, their immigration enforcement activities.
Bauer says seeing video of Preddy's death was traumatic.
Just seeing this from our own government killing one of our own citizens was just too much. And it was the same reaction with Renee Good. It was just outright murder, in my opinion.
She says unity is especially important during times like this.
We have a democracy, and it's the duty of people to speak out if they see our government not representing us in the way that we expect them to.
Thomas Thornquist from Minneapolis says he wanted to show support and honor Preddy.
Like Minneapolis is doing now, they're showing that when people unite for the right reasons, it makes a difference and change can happen.
The ride was one of many held across the country to remember Preddy and bring cyclists together in solidarity. As the Democratic field for governor stays large, the Republican side has thinned out. Lisa Hale explains why.
A Republican candidate for governor is endorsed by President Donald Trump. Trump said on social media that Tom Tiffany, who's the current representative in Wisconsin's 7th Congressional District, has always been at his side. And as governor, Tiffany would work to grow the economy, cut taxes, secure the border, ensure law and order, support the military, and protect gun rights. Tiffany, a longtime supporter of Trump, launched his gubernatorial campaign in Wausau back in September. Following the endorsement, Washington County Executive Josh Shoman dropped out of the gubernatorial race, meaning Tiffany will now face medical service technician Andy Mansky in the August 11th Republican primary.
Scammers are using the tactic of impersonating local government entities and officials to obtain money for fake tax bills and other fees like building permits or zoning submissions. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has received reports from individuals, businesses, and even government entities of being targeted in this manner. Scammers will use email and text messages that seem legitimate with well-written details, sometimes impersonating specific individuals using official government logos, street addresses, and titles. They may ask potential victims to immediately wire money to avoid late fees, fines, legal action, or even arrest. Scammers try to instill a sense of urgency to get you to act out of fear of retribution. The Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection recommends using verified contact information for local government entities, officials, and utility providers, and to be suspicious of unsolicited or suspicious contact. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources released a Wisconsin food waste evaluation report. It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going into landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can learn more about the food waste evaluation report on the DNR's website. The Hayward Area Chamber of Commerce is looking for student volunteers for this year's Berkey Giant Ski Race, and it comes with a fundraising boost for local groups. Students will help carry the oversized giant skis from the finish line back to the start after each race. School teams, student clubs, nonprofit youth groups, and extracurricular organizations are all invited to take part. Volunteers are needed at 4:45 p.m. on February 19th. The race runs from 5 p.m. to about 7 p.m. Groups that participate will receive a donation to support their program. To sign up or get more information, email robyn@haywardareachamber.com. This week is Sled Safe Weekends, and the DNR will be increasing patrols to ensure all snow enthusiasts get home safely. 6 snowmobile fatalities have already happened this year, and alcohol is among the top factors in fatal crashes. DNR officials urge operators to ride safely and sober for themselves, for others sharing the trails, and for those waiting for their return. For WBZH and WHSM News, I'm Maddie Schaefer.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. The statewide debate over online sports betting is now in Governor Tony Evers' hands. Over the weekend on WISN 12's Upfront program, Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel CEO Dominic Ortiz urged the governor to sign the online betting bill, saying tribes should be allowed to operate mobile betting, calling it a chance to keep gaming revenue in Wisconsin. Ortiz says Pottawatomie is ready to launch once the bill is signed. The measure cleared both houses with bipartisan votes, but Evers says he's still listening to concerns from tribes that haven't endorsed the plan. 8 of the 11 Wisconsin tribes have voiced support through a joint letter if it does get passed. A lawsuit is likely waiting. The Wisconsin Institute for Law and Liberty says the bill goes too far, claiming lawmakers don't have the power to authorize new forms of gambling. The group says it will sue if the governor signs it. OSHA has cited a maker of beauty products in Prescott, Wisconsin, for safety issues following an explosion and fire. The feds are proposing over $275,000 in fines that the company is contesting. A 55-gallon drum of nitrocellulose exploded, causing a fire with flammable liquids in the western Wisconsin community. OSHA says they found no proper training for new hires on chemicals, respiratory protection, or medical checks. Citations include 2 repeat violations, 10 serious ones for items like fire extinguishers and forklifts, and 6 other issues on records and material handling. And if you've ever heard of a scam targeting older people, there's a good chance it involved a crypto ATM. Wisconsin lawmakers passed a bill before they retired to crack down on those machines, which are often used in fraud schemes. The measure would limit daily transactions to $1,000 and require kiosk companies to refund money if victims report fraud quickly. Supporters say it's needed because scammers have stolen hundreds of millions of dollars nationwide through crypto ATMs. The bill heads to Governor Tony Evers for his signature. More news is available at civicmedia.us.
It's the Brewers and the Rays tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. Game 2 of the series against Tampa Bay in Milwaukee. The Brewers losing 3-2 last night. Closer Trevor McGill giving up the go-ahead run in the 9th. The game starting out with the Brewers' new lefty, Kyle Harrison, surrendering a home run to the Rays' leadoff batter, Yandy Diaz. Harrison after the loss.
Good to get the first one out of the way. Obviously didn't start off how I wanted. You know, I didn't execute a changeup, but felt like I bounced back pretty good and, you know, got the 5, you know, ideally 6, but, you know, worked a little too hard on those first couple innings.
Brewers' Pat Murphy.
Yeah, I thought he threw the ball well, and for his first outing with us, I mean, he threw the ball really well and responded really well, especially after the first 2 innings.
The team picked up an outfielder, Luis Matos, in a trade with the Giants for cash. Women's college basketball. Wisconsin season comes to an end after losing to Columbia 67-50 in the WIBA tournament. The Bucks host the Dallas Mavericks tonight at Fiserv Forum. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Partly to mostly cloudy today with a few scattered showers. Our high right around 44 this afternoon. Tonight down to 23. Tomorrow mostly cloudy, 42. And then we're heading into a stretch with some snow and freezing rain starting tomorrow night and continuing into the weekend. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Hayward News Roundup from WBZH and WHSM. Find more news anytime at wbzh.fm/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.